Mission Network News 4.5 minute version for Tuesday, June 21st, 2005 in 3, 2, 1. We get a glimpse of what believers are doing in Indonesia 6 months after the tsunami. Book of Hope distributes its 300 millionth book, Godman International launches, and the penalty for religious vilification will be revealed on Wednesday. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. Headlining today's news, come June 26th, it'll be exactly 6 months since the tsunami lashed through Indonesia's Aceh province. Association of Christian Schools International's Dave Wilcox says 14 partnering schools were totally destroyed, but the rebuilding with help from sister schools.
They've raised over $140,000, and even a preschool in Soweto, South Africa, found out about this, and those kids raised something close to $600 to help an Indonesian primary school rebuild their classroom.
Wilcox says it's more costly to rebuild there because the area is isolated, but they're on track to see the construction finished next October. He believes the tragedy has knitted a stronger ministry community.
Step by step, gift by gift, we're making a difference to help build the body of Christ, not just spiritually, but academically, so that they're fit to be productive contributing members to their own nation.
Next, when you think of Mission Aviation Fellowship, you don't normally think of radio. However, MAF's Kevin Swanson says they've just launched an innovative program that connects the isolated tribal groups with their base in Shell, Ecuador.
We're working on putting in a series of 60 two-way radios in these villages, which will allow them to communicate with our base, and if they have any kind of an urgent need or whatever, they've got a way of contacting us now. This has literally become their 911 system.
Aside from medical emergencies, Swanson says the radio system is also useful for alerting villages to traveling missionary or evangelism teams. More importantly, it fosters the sense of community.
When the radio is turned on and there's contact with other villages and with the MAF base, people actually gather around the radio so they can hear what's going on, and it's really giving them a sense of connectedness to the outside world.
And that often means when the gospel is shared, it spreads quickly. You're listening to Mission Network News. Last week, Book of Hope International celebrated a milestone, the distribution of the 300 millionth book to a teen in Sao Paulo, Brazil. Book of Hope's founder, Bob Hoskins, says 8 books targeting early elementary to university students help share the gospel. He says they're issue-driven.
We deal with things like self-esteem or how to handle the challenge of sexuality as a teenager. So this draws the children and the young people into the book, and then they're directed to the portions of Scripture that relate.
But the work isn't done. Godman, the animated Book of Hope film, will help that.
In Buenos Aires, Argentina, we'll kick off the international distribution of the Godman. We expect to see incredible results among illiterates, among the children in places like America and England and France who can read but choose not to read.
9 versions will be produced with multiple language dubs. Funding is still needed. Meanwhile, the first people convicted under Victoria, Australia's Racial and Religious Tolerance Act of 2001 will be getting their penalties this Wednesday. In December, pastors Danny Nalia and Daniel Scott with Catch the Fire Ministries were convicted of vilifying Islam during a seminar on Islam that was held back in March of 2002. There's been no indication as to what the penalty might be. Pray that the pastors will know how to respond both to the judge and to the media, and that God will use this as a way to unify the church. And finally, yesterday marked the 5th annual World Refugee Day. Countries around the world commemorated the plight of more than 20 million people worldwide who were displaced from their homes. World Vision serves refugees in Sudan, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Uganda, Liberia, and other conflict-ridden areas in Africa and the Middle East. In providing crucial humanitarian aid to meet specific needs of the refugees, World Vision demonstrates God's love through His people. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Josh McDowell's classic book, More Than a Carpenter, has been combined with The Life of Jesus, A Harmony of the Gospels. It's 2 books in 1, a gift from Gain USA. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 to get your free copy, a helpful evangelistic tool. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.